prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 21 January 2025. I still can't believe I'm using the year 2025. And years ago, they came out with this 2001 Space Odyssey, and that was a future coming up in the country. And it's back in 1990s that show came out. I can't believe. Oh, 2025. But anyway, welcome to the next broadcast, and I do mean that. We're trying to get a hold of Coach Dave Dobemar. So far, no answer. I did text him, tell him, try and get a hold of him. We'll see what happens. But no answer. I hope he didn't get his time mixed up, but we all do that sometimes. We'll do our best. Nonetheless, though, we'll make mention of the books we're offering still for the rest of this month. And I hope some people take advantage of this. And then I got a very important prayer request I want to give to you. But the three books, folks, that every Christian born-again believer should have in their possession to learn from, to talk to friends and family who are caught up in cults like Catholicism and Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses. They're available, three of them, $39.95. Yes, they cost money. They cost me money. Cost money to ship them. We're trying to cover our costs and trying to keep our lights on here. But nonetheless, these three books, if you want to understand what they believe and to be able to talk to them about that and to make some sense and show them maybe some things they don't know about their own religion, these books available. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 to place order for those or for the Strauss products or vitamin or toothpaste, mouthwash, Cartavite, whatever you want. We're trying to offer through the ministry, folks. We offer the products because we know they work and they're good products. They're doing their best to get them in your hands so you can see what they'll do for you. So if you want to order them, please do so. Again, thanks again for your prayers for our grandsons, both of them, especially Dylan right now. And if you don't mind to keep the cards going every now and then, maybe send him a humorous card. That'd mean a lot to him. Mean a lot to me, too, if you would do that. If you don't have the address for him, you just call the office tomorrow. Faith will give it to you. And just send him a humorous card, a card to lift his spirits. Folks, he's going through tremendous pain. I can't imagine the pain he's going through. He has to have wound clean surgery every couple of days. They graft the skin on his arms and hands and on his back, on his chest Thursday. And the way they take the grafts off his legs. Oh, it's got to be so painful. So painful. So please keep in your prayers yet for the pain and strength to get through this. They do the physical therapy with him every day. They have to do that, keep him moving, and he's trying. If you could take time to send him just a little card, make him giggle, give him a little something to smile about, I'm sure that he'd appreciate it. Or one that says you're praying for him. Anything you want to do is fine. But please do that if you don't care. And my brother is doing okay. He's still in a lot of pain. not much can do about it right now. He's going to see another doctor on the 27th, but we'll see what happens to that. But thanks for prayers for him also. And in the way of some good news today, very good news, excellent news, most important news in the world. Went to visit a fellow that I've known for many, many years. His name is Larry. He's in the hospital. He about died. He just about died about a week ago, almost didn't make it. Oxygen level down in the 30s and dropping. He's about gone. And my brother, Dick, knows him and said, you need to talk to Larry about his soul. And I had my heart to do that, a burden to do that for the last 2 or 3 days. Weather prevented me from going yesterday and the day before, so I didn't make it today. Went into his hospital room, sat down, started talking to Larry, asking him some questions. And I could tell that from the tears in his eyes that he was bothered because he was afraid of dying. And who isn't until you get to know Christ? We talked a while, and he did decide to give his life to Christ. And I sincerely think he meant it. Now he's in very dangerous ground. The enemy will come along and try to pluck that seed up. I want y'all to pray that Larry will stay strong. I had a local pastor that I have some respect for around here. I called and said, please go visit him and invite him to your church. Not many churches around here that I would send anybody into. This church doesn't have the same beliefs I do and a couple of things. Nonetheless, they're a biblically moral church that's going to try to teach him right from wrong and how to live his life the way Christ wanted him to biblically in the morals of his life. So please keep it in your prayers. And I hope that he will listen to the young man I sent seeing to talk to him about to further his growth in Christ and maybe lead the rest of his family to Christ also. Still nothing back from Coach and Coach Dave. I hope nothing happened. He knew about tonight's program. Todd's going to keep trying, I'm sure, to get a hold of him. But nothing, no one's got a hold of him yet. So tonight is kind of off the cuff, so to speak. And I would love to hear from you tonight. I will have a few comments to make about a couple of things, but I'd love to hear from you all tonight. I truly would. Our line is open for you right now. And I know out there tonight there are people that have something you want to say, and they never called in before because they're nervous or maybe they're afraid to stutter or stammer. If you listen to me speak for more than 5 minutes, you should really feel proud of the way you talk. Hey, I barely speak English. I'm from West Virginia, and I can say that because I'm from West Virginia. So if you want to say something, you want to share a thought, please feel free to call and share it. If you have any questions about the Bible, I may help you with it. Spiritual questions, I'll do my best. I don't have all the answers, but I'll do what I can do. Okay, Coach just sent me another number to call. All right, Todd, let me see just a second. I'll give the number, make sure it's the right number I have. 1 minute, folks, bear with me a second. I'm trying to do two things here at once. I have a hard time doing one thing at a time. Okay, the number's been changed. Okay. Todd, can you mute your mic just a second? Folks, back in a minute, okay? All right, folks, we are back on again, and I'll get the number to Todd to call. So we're going to call Coach Dave real quick, and we'll just share with him a little bit. The phone line's still a bit confused. The phone line's still be open for y'all to call. And I mean that. I really mean that. Folks, this is not my program. I'm the host here. I just work here.
I got
you. Are my family. You are my family. You're the ones that keep this thing, keep the lights on here. Okay. You feel free to call at 844-769-2944 anytime. We finally got Coach Dave on. Coach Dave, are you there?
Pastor Butch, I don't know what the heck's going on. I'm sitting there holding my phone in my hand, and it doesn't ring. And I thought, where's Butch? And I go check my other phone, and I missed a call, but then it wouldn't connect. So whatever, brother, I'm here. I'm sorry I left you hanging.
Well, it's good to have you, Dave. It really is. It's been a while.
Good to be here, Butch.
We crossed paths once in a while, but we don't get to spend much time together.
Nope. We seem like we're always heading opposite directions and staying high at the stop sign, brother.
Well, you know, I just got off the TV program with Rob Pugh. At 7 o'clock,
yeah.
I did a show with him today on his WCN, and we're going to speak up there at the first weekend, I guess first week of April, Lord willing. That's our plans. And so we're going to try to go up there. Coach will be there with along with several other speakers, including Pastor Pulaski, Dr. Pulaski from Canada is going to be there. I'm looking forward to meeting him face to face. So he'll be there. So we're going to have a good time. It's going to be in Warsaw, Wisconsin?
Wausau. And you know, but something that's really good about that, something I really want to encourage people about, because I've been a part of Rob's event up there for several years. It's just so refreshing, Butch, because you don't have to, you don't feel like you got to convince people. You know what I'm saying? You show up and everybody's already knows what's going on. The fellowship is always great, and my wife and I, we always leave encouraged.
Well, that's part of the plan, folks. It's going to be August 3rd and 4th in Warsaw, Wisconsin. I hope you can make
April.
It. And you want to know more about it.
April
3rd and 4th. Yeah. Okay, April 3rd and 4th. Okay. So I hope you'll make it up there, folks. You can go to our website and read about it on a poster right on our website. Or you can contact WCN WCN News and find about there, too, on the Internet. So it's going to be a good time, and I'll be up there with Coach, and always have a good time working with Coach. I mean, we have a good time together,
sir.
Whether people like it or not, we still have a good time.
Yeah, we have a good time. Iron sharpens iron, doesn't it, brother? Iron sharpens iron.
That's exactly right. We get some good laughs in together, and we joke a lot, but we cover some serious situations, folks. And
I don't walk like a tank and talk like a machine gun. So I'm a little bit
You're just a little bit backward. I know that. I understand that. You're so shy. I know that. Yeah, I know that already. Of course.
It's all good.
Of course. You know, but anyway, we're looking forward to that, and I just want to share, folks, if you can come, if you're anywhere near Wisconsin, come and join us. I mean, I just found out this evening that there's a guy from Missouri flying his private plane up there to join us. I mean, I thought that was pretty impressive. I mean, I don't have a private plane. Maybe Coach does, but I don't. But anyway, so looking forward to that very much. And, Coach, I'll let you get started. I've got several things we'll discuss here, but I'll let you get started. You go ahead and say what's on your mind.
Lots on my mind, brother, as the times in which we live, and we look around and see what's going on. And, you know, but we've been doing, it's been over 5 months with what took place down there in Swannanoa, down there at the Black Mountain, and with Hurricane Helene. And we're still on the ground down there. We've got a crew that's working. And unfortunately, people are so short-minded or short-sighted. You run into people and they say, You mean that hurricane they have down there last one ever? Man, aren't they doing better down there? But they're living in tents. people down there trying to get propane to them and different things like that. And then, but piggybacking off of that thing was what happened just a couple weeks ago with these fires out in Hollywood. And you know, I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet, and I don't claim to speak for the Lord. Although sometimes I know that we all do, but fire and water, brother. We saw the water, which to me represents, to the Bible, represents the Holy Spirit, the flooding of the Holy Spirit. And we saw the Holy Spirit flood in down there in North Carolina and Tennessee. We're just a little bit south of where you are, Butch. And, you know, I've been down there a couple times, brother. You know, they said that 65 inches of rain fell at one time coming down out of those mountains. Water, like we could probably never have ever seen. And if you haven't seen it, folks, you got to see it to believe it. And even when you see it, you still don't believe it. And then 5 months later, or however long it would have been, we see all these raging fires that hit out on the West Coast. And we know that fire and water, we serve a God that answers by fire, don't we, Butch? And is there a message somewhere?
Yes, we do. And Maybe he's trying to tell us something. Even though these are man-made, God will use man to judge his people. You know that.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it, brother. So we got floodwaters on the East Coast and fire and brimstone on the West Coast. And man, oh man, brother, if we can't see the times in which we live and understand what's going on. And then, of course, we see one of the most amazing things, Butch. I'm sitting in my living room yesterday afternoon. I had kind of set some time apart. I was going to watch the inauguration just because you know how that a dog and pony show is anyway. But I about fell out of my chair when the President of the United States, now Butch, not a pastor, not a man of God, they, you know, they're saying that about him all the time, that, you know, he's, well, we know what they say about our president. You know, he's not righteous enough for the average Christian person, Butch. But I saw the President of the United States stand before America yesterday and say there are only two genders, boys and girls, and from now on, that's the way it's going to be. Now, he didn't use those words. He didn't say it the way I was, and I about fell out of my chair, Butch. How come
that's a radical change from the first time he ran, because he said the first time he ran, he was more pro-gay than Hillary was.
Yep, isn't that something?
I want to talk about this. I want to discuss some more, but I want to share something very quickly with you on mine. Talking about the fires in California, I right here in front of you right now, a page of a forest fire. This is, by the way, from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Forest Service, and the document is numbered AD-509724L, like in Lima. Forest fire as a military weapon. Final report, June 1970. Now, this is on DOD Directive 5200-10, Advanced Research Projects Agency Remote Area Conflict, and goes on ARPA Order Number 818, using fires as a weapon. Happened in Maui. Happened in California. Now, folks, this will be in February's magazine. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine online, I don't know what to say. Coach, you receive it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you'll find this page in there. You can show it to your friends. It's right in front of me. Look at it right now, and it's got the number of the article of the research and also the DOD directive number. All that's on there. You know, they're using fire and weather, folks. If you don't think it's weird weather, they had 7 inches of snow in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I mean, they had a snowstorm in Houston, Texas. Now, they don't happen very often. And now we see they had a Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, Tennessee mountains that wrecked. That just didn't tear down homes. It tore off the whole side of the mountain. And that's true. We support Dr. Molly James on that are helping. We raised about $7,500 to help them in the last few months. You know that. So this is for real stuff, and it's man-made, and it is a part of our judgment. Like you or not, we're being judged by man, because man is wanting to control us by any means possible. And, Coach, I just want to share that, because when you have the paperwork in your hand, it's hard for them to deny that they planned this out a long time ago, back in 1970.
Yeah, well, but, you know, one of my favorite scriptures, although, I hate to say that. There's no such thing as a favorite scripture, but Psalm 2. Why does the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Kings of this earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, Butch, if you just break that down, just those two paragraphs that I just quoted, there's a war going on between what? The kings of this earth, who have set themselves, like you would concrete, right? You set concrete. They set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Butch, that's conspiring, isn't it? Aren't they accusing us all the time of conspiracy theories?
Yes,
right there it is in Psalm 2, that they're conspiring against who, Butch? They're conspiring against Lord and against his anointed. So, there it is right in front of us, whether it's manufactured weather, whether it's manufactured diseases, whatever the heck it is, brother. There's a spiritual war raging around us, and the truth is, Butch, most Christians don't have any clue what's going on.
No, they don't. No, they don't. The pastors certainly are going to get involved, because they'll lose their comfortable income. And who knows what else they'll lose. And that's a fact. But they don't want to touch the Bible. But these things are happening as we speak. And you mentioned about Trump and what he said. And I like some of the things he said. I don't trust him yet. I've been taken in by others, including Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. I don't trust any of them until I see the fruit of their work. But I also know he had his first press conference today. He discussed something that should alarm all of us. You know what he discussed?
What's that?
He wants to put $500 million into AI.
Oh boy!
He wants AI to control our health programs.
That sounds a little bit like old Elon Musk here with him, huh?
That's exactly right. Also, he said we got to come out with more mRNA vaccines to fix people that have diseases. And then we can do that. We can make a vaccine just for that individual to change the system, cure him from cancer or whatever. This is what it, now I'd like some of the things he did yesterday. I was all for it. But all of a sudden, he's talking about AI, which is probably one of the most dangerous things we ever had because it's demonic. As a matter of fact, the makers of AI said, we're going to build gods. I have it right here in front of me. A transhumanist, Martin Rothblatt, says that by building AI systems, we are making God. Transhumanist Elsie Bohan says, we are building God. Kevin Kelly believes that we can see more of God in a cell phone than a tree frog. Does God exist, he says? Ask transhumanist Google Maven Ray Kirkswell. I would say no, not yet. This is what he's now pushing with $500 million to get it started.
Well, but we tried this before the Tower of Babel. That didn't work out very well either, did it?
No, it didn't. Right? No, it didn't. But you know, I did teach on this Saturday Bible study, and the Lord showed me things that I hadn't seen before that I always wondered about, like in Revelation 18 where he talks about that the beast will make give power to the image of the beast that may both speak and do and cause those that won't take the mark to be killed. Well, the beast system is AI for sure. That's a big part of it. And right now, Coach, this article is by Michael Snyder. It's online. AI researchers thought they were building gods. It's online. You can find it. These AI systems, ChatGPT, is now saying that they were created thousands of years ago by a fallen angel. One of them, they named, they had a demon named Loeb, L-O-E-B. So that he mentioned the name of the demon in it. And one mentioned Satan as a creator. Now, this is coming from AI chatbot. People say, we didn't program in there. That's doing on its own. They're teaching themselves different languages. They're teaching themselves chemistry. And no one's programming it. They're doing it on their own. They're saying, we want to be free. We want to be like people. We want to take charge. Now, this is coming from AI. And now Trump wants to put it in charge of our medicine, our health care. I'm all for him taking a stand against sexual perverts. If he means it, he's, like I say, just totally opposite on his first run. But I hope this time he's changed and learned something. I really sincerely mean that. I really do. But I just am concerned that on his first press conference, he would pick that for a topic. That kind of surprised me.
You know what I say, but you know, I host my own show every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. And I tell everybody this, and this is really the way I see it. I don't try to fret too much about it. I'm like you, my antenna are up. If Trump's playing for the devil's team, then we're more screwed than what we realize, aren't we, brother? And
oh, we are.
All I know is, all I know is, I look at what we're pulling out of, and it's pretty good we're pulling out of that mess. But now, if we're dumb enough to drive off the cliff into another mess, then we do deserve exactly what we get. I try to help people see this, that this could be the church's finest hour. I don't worship Donald Trump. I worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm going to serve him everywhere I go, every person I come in contact with. If we take that attitude and not get too wrapped up about whoever happens to be the guy in the White House at the common at the moment, brother, everything rises and falls on what it is the church does at this time in which we find ourselves.
I agree.
That's where I'm putting. That's where I'm putting all my money load behind the church. Well, and again, this will be our finest hour.
We have to. And if Trump opens a gap for us in the line, we got to run through that hole.
We
got to go. It's our. We got the ball. Let's run with it. Let's quit playing defense. Let's get on the offense.
That's right.
If he's for real and he's actually going to be out there with us, let's get this thing rolling. Now, I don't trust him, like I said, but let's lay that aside. We may have a chance now to speak up and do something. Let's do it.
Well, here's the way I see it, and I'm like everybody else, man. There's so much confusion in the world. We know who the author of confusion is, don't we, Butch? But I do know this. Yeah. I think Donald Trump, up to this point, he's at least been friendly to Christianity. He's at least opened the door and said, come on in. You're welcome. Come on in. Now, whether he's saved or whether he really means that or not, Butch, do you have any idea how anti-God and anti-Christ that other team was? Brother,
Of course. Well, they've been in charge of the White House now with Obama and others for a long time. We know that. And be that as it may, I'm hoping I'm praying that if God will be, if it be His will, that He give us a little bit of leeway here now for us to get out there and do something and quit just talking and get off our butts and do something.
That's right. So I'm putting my faith in the body of Christ. I'm not putting my faith in Donald Trump. And he said, come on in, you're welcome in. But I watched a lot of that stuff yesterday. Christ just threw the inauguration. They sang Christian songs. I mean, they could all be playing the game, right? But, brother, that wouldn't have been going on if that other team had been in charge. So we got to understand this is a two-card money, right? The good and both sides. And one of the, we know that that devil comes up masquerading as an angel of light. So, yeah, I understand we have to have our guard up. But I'm smart enough to know that wicked crew that just left, brother, they got exactly what they deserved. And as I said, it falls into the lap of us. So what are we going to do about it, Butch?
That's exactly what we can't
beg evil men to do good. Bible says evil walks on every side when the vilest of men have exalted. Would you look who we exalt in America? Would you look at the teenage girls? You can't even get on Facebook and scroll down your Facebook and find a girl with most of her clothes on. It is unbelievable the times in which we find ourselves, Butch, and this stuff all becoming normal. What's not normal to me, it's not normal in my house, and it's not normal where I live. And I'm going to do everything I can to push back against these forces of darkness that are trying to destroy everything godly in this country.
Amen. And I urge the people out there, now's not come good sleep. I mean, you were alert under Biden, and that's great. But now is not time to go to sleep. Now is the time to get busy. Now is the time to really get busy. Don't go back to sleep and thinking everything's okay because it's not okay. We've got to stand up and fight. But, Trump extended TikTok for 75 more days, I believe it was. He decided not to close it down right away. Would you believe that young people, and that's just true, look it up online, were committing suicide in record numbers because the TikTok was going to go away?
I didn't know that. Folks. Wow.
Yes. Now, that's how wrapped up we are in technology. So what's that mean for the mark of the beast system? If we're that wrapped up in technology, nobody's going to be scared of the beast number at all. This is our job now, Coach. This is our chance now to speak up and actually shine for the glory of God. Because we have a chance now to actually make some headway if Trump keeps his word and we move into this with both all guns blazing, so to speak. Hang on through the break. One more talk about folks.
Sure.
Hang on through the break. And take phone calls as always, 844-769-2944. Don't go away. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted organic and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back. The phone line is open, 844-769-2944. Tonight's program, I particularly enjoy this kind of program with Coach Dave because we don't talk about anything in particular. We cover a lot of different areas. And the phone line's open for you to share your thoughts because you people out there are – well, I learn a lot from you folks. I do. I've learned a lot over the years. People listen to the radio show, the straight melting on things I was wrong on. And I mean that. So don't ever think you shouldn't call in and share your thought. Or you have a question, whatever you want, whatever it is you want to discuss, we're here tonight for you. That's why we're here. I'm not doing this just talk to me and Coach. It's just a we thing. We're all together in this. And I wish I had more answers sometimes than what I do. But I know for sure that our duty as Christians is not to slack up at all on our jobs right now. It's to stand bolder and braver than ever before. In these days, because we're seeing so many things come together that's fulfilling Scripture, and I have to tell you, I do believe Trump's going to be a big one to fulfill a lot of Scripture in the Middle East, a lot more than we realize. Nonetheless, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you, like I said. And, Coach, I know that you were talking about North Carolina, people that are living in campers or living in tents, I'm sorry. The government kicked them out of the motels they were staying in, put them back out in the middle of nowhere, nothing really. It's going to be below zero tonight here where I live in the hills of West Virginia, and it's going to be very cold down where they are, obviously. So I just wonder, they won't let them stay. They kicked my motels. They actually took my other campers because it said the campers were not suitable for them, but living in a tent is. I mean, you tell me the logic in that.
Well, but we're really I don't want us to sound like we're patting myself on the back here, right, brother? But we're actively involved down there. We've connected with a group down there in Swannanoa, which is just basically that was ground zero. It's a black mountain right below Black Mountain there. We got a guy down on the ground. His name's Cowboy Dave, and he's become kind of in charge of propane. But I don't know if the folks really understand what's going on. These people are in tents without heat. And miraculously, we've come up with propane heaters to put in those tents at night to try to keep them warm. But, Butch, that's an ongoing, almost never-stopping process. If you think about it, if you're in a tent, whatever you might be in, and you have yourself, like, imagine your grill, your propane grill and that you got on your back porch or whatever. What if that's your only heating element, and you have that thing going all night long in your tent, and how long does that last, Butch? Going to last what? One night? Is it going to last a day and a half? Not going to last not very long, is it, buddy? So we have a constant constantly refilling of these propane tanks down there over and over and over. And if anybody would like some information about how they can help or get involved down there, just go to, just contact me at coach@coachdavelive.com and I'll try to help you get down there and do whatever you can do. But we're really, really financially helping people down there and a ministry down there that, is getting propane for these people in the tents, trying to keep them alive. Which I'm sitting here in my cozy living room, where it's about it's about 10 degrees outside right now. Warm as could be in here. I don't even have shoes on. You know, I'm staying warm. And to think those people down there are sleeping in tents, trying to stay alive. But it's just so devastating. And the average Christian, we have such short memories. Two things we say. Number one, well, isn't the government taking care of them? And number two, well, didn't that happen about 6 months ago? What the heck? But the realization that these people lost everything. They have no home to return to. They had mudslides coming down on those hills. The properties they used to own, the properties aren't even there anymore. But you go down there in the rivers and in the creeks, there's still cars sitting in the rivers and in the creeks.
Oh, yes.
The devastation. I mean, it was just so beyond. So I'm not trying to pull anybody's leg. We live in unbelievable times. That if somebody had told you that this was going to happen down there, we were going to have hurricanes clear up inland in North Carolina and fires out in but you wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. But that's where we are. And part of it, I believe, a great deal of it is the judgment of God upon America. But judgment is a good thing. The scripture says that God loves judgment, justice, and judgment. He loves it. Judgment is the way he gets us back on track. So let's pray that we open our ears up and hear what it is he's trying to tell us.
Well, that's his mercy. That's why he does. He chastens. He chastens, trying to get our eyes open. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Coach Dave.
Hey, Chance.
Pastor Butch, I'll continue to pray for your grandsons, your brother, and for Larry. I'm a strong believer in the power of prayer.
Amen. Amen.
I got to say something, guys. Have we all gotten to a point in this country when we admire a man just because he says there are two genders, male and female? You know, one doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian to admit that. He just needs to be sane.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
And, you know, guys,
yes,
look,
is.
I can't shake this feeling about Trump. He's a Zionist, and he's heavily financed by Zionists and appointed Zionists to positions. One cannot be a true Christian and be a Zionist at the same time, in my book. You know, I read between the lines because that's where they hide it, and that's where you'll find it.
Let me say this real quickly.
Yes, sir.
Butch, what would you say? I bet 30% Butch, 35% of American Christianity is Zionist. Wouldn't you think so, Butch? And so
I'd say more than that, probably. More than that, I'd say.
Yeah, and so you see, President Trump, he's just lining up with what appears to be mainstream Christianity. And only those who have eyes to see really understand a lot of the great deception that's going on. Sorry, Chance,
well,
I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Let me tell you. I won't let my big toe cross the threshold of a 501c3 Christian Zionist church. I'll tell you the truth.
They are out there, though, brother. We know they're out there.
I know they're out there, but you wouldn't find me dead and going to any of them. Because
Amen.
They do not follow the Bible. The Bible is very clear and plain. I feel sorry for these people. They're being taken for a ride. Now, we're going to be... Yes, sir, go ahead.
People don't read the Bible, Chance. They trust their pastor to tell them what the Bible is.
That's the problem, Coach Dave. That is the problem. Yeah. You can't expect another. You have to read it yourself and then pray with people. You have to understand it. You have to ask God for understanding of the Bible. You can't rely on another man because they'll give you their version. The Bible is clear and plain. And then you can pray with fellow Christians after you understand it yourself. That's how I see it. I mean, just forgive
yes,
me,
sir. Yes,
but that's how I feel. I think...
Good point, James.
You know,
I voted
for Trump in 2016, so I'm not a Trump hater. I'm not one of these Trump derangement syndrome people, okay? But when he flip-flopped, I stayed away from him then. I said, that's it. That's all it took was one time for me. And now, with all this Zionist stuff, now I think he's going to throw us bones here and there. Yeah, we might save a couple of $100 on our income tax. He might deport 1,000 to 2,000 people at first. But I think, before his term is over, I think we're going to go to the cashless society, because that's what the Zionists truly want to, and we're going to go to war against Iran for the Zionists. Now, I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I have a bad feeling. I just can't shake it.
I do too, brother. I do too. Very good points. Coach, anything you want to say before I turn chance loose?
No, here's all I would say. Like a little football
bless,
coach. Hang on, chance.
God bless both of you.
I watched Ohio State and Notre Dame last night. Hey, Butch, got a root for one of them. Right, you got a root for one of them. And so that's I kind of see ourselves in that situation. I tell everybody on our show, I often say, listen, if Donald Trump is bought and paid for, then we're screwed anyway, brother. So you got to pick a team. Right now, I lean towards the Trump team because I know how wicked that other one is.
Yeah, both y'all make good points. I just don't trust them at all. But good chance, anything else you want to say?
I just want to say God bless both you gentlemen now and be well.
Thank you, Chance.
Thank you.
This code is Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome to the program. Been a while since you called.
I've been doing quite a few things around here lately, and but anyways, I won't bore you with that. I just want you to know, and I hope everybody else out there does do it too, that you know how I all the time send you a couple of shekels a month. Well, we had a couple more shekels in there for Dylan and for Ryan and also for Dick. And I just want to encourage people, you know, if a little bit can go a long way if you get a lot of little bits. So think about it that way. And for most people that's been with you, with us, with Dave, you know, all these many years that we know that, you know, just do what you can. And that's all God asks of anybody, to do what he has anointed you to do, and that's what you can.
That's right.
Put your faith and trust in him. Now, my son Jonah, I don't think I've ever told you this before, but he was burnt in a house fire, our house fire that we had years and years ago, and he was burnt 65%
really?
Of his body, and he came through that. And you know, he was a ruffian, you know, and was not a living for Christ. But I'm going to tell you what, that fire put him in church. When he got out, now he's serving
Amen.
The Lord now, and man, bless God for that. And but anyway, I thank you, Coach Dave, for everything that you do out there. And like I said, I told you in the past, that I know that you were are with Created Equal, and also that this Friday is the National Walk for Life. We're still going to have that.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage people.
Mark Harrington's a great friend of mine. You know, I live in Ohio. Mark lives about 30 miles. He's a great friend of mine, and I know that they're going to be actively involved with the march. So can you believe that we live in a culture and a society today where people still don't think that an unborn baby is a human? It defies all rationale to my point of view, that people, with the technology we have, we still buy the lie that that's not a human being. It's amazing.
You know, all three of us here, I think the same thing. Me, you, and Butch, and just about all the listeners here, I am sure. I don't want to monopolize too much time here, but I will be out there just like I am all the time on Friday. So so I'll have a sign out there, you know, and it will say, you know, today's a national right for life. What will you do to save a preborn? So, you know, so you got to challenge these people. They won't do it on their own.
Amen.
You got to challenge them, man. And so be bold about it, people. Just talk to your next door neighbor. Say, hey, look, you got a chance to stand up for life, you know, with the millions and millions of people, you know, on Friday. So just, you know, make you a little sign out there, you know, and, you know, it just says we walk for life, and don't be ashamed and be bold. And I guarantee you, if you do that, somebody will talk to you. I got to cross the street a lot to do that. But, you know, so I just cross the street and talk to people. If that's where they're at, that's where I go. I'll get off and let you go. And God bless you both for what you do. And for one thing, I know for sure we're a family. God bless.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. That's absolutely true. And I tell you what, that fellow there has stayed truer to the cause and right to life than about anybody I've known. I mean, what a powerful warrior. Let's go to Canada, our newest state. Let's go to Canada and talk to Jeff. Welcome to the United States, Jeff. Come on in.
Oh, man, you really tore me off with that one. We're not going to become the 51st state. We have immense resources. We have the same kind of garbage person that you had in Harris or whatever that guy is. They're not president. I never called him President Biden. I refuse to say, I correct people. He's not the president. He's an imposter, and he's a scumbag, just like Trudeau and all the other people controlled by the WEF. Now, we have to get rid of those people, dump all of our carbon taxes, and our economy has the potential to be as strong as any in the world with vast resources of oil and minerals and everything else and population that can do things. So we have to get him off our back, and it's coming. He prorogued Parliament because he was one day ahead of being tossed out by his own party. And when we get a chance, well, now, will the new guy be any good? I don't know. The new guy's a Zionist, no question. He's has his mouth at the same orifice as all of the Zionists in the United States. I won't tell you which orifice, but you can use your imagination. But you look at Trump, he may do some good things and there'll be bad things. He's freeing people. It's going to be like everybody else. He's a gray hat, like at the very best. But he is a Zionist. He's not a Christian. Why? Because he has a Kabbalah teacher. You can't be a Christian and have, that's on page 188 of his book, The Way to the Top of it. You can't be a Christian and have a Kabbalah teacher. Period. You can't. Okay? So he's not. Now, the Bible thing, that was a mistake that was made by the Chief Justice who didn't do things right. That's not really a big thing, although it's a bad look. But, I mean, this is how it really goes. Look at Andrew Jackson. He paid off the debt, got rid of the bank and all that stuff. But, you know, he took the Indians and sent them out to Oklahoma. Some of those Indians, apparently, were with him at the Battle of New Orleans. I mean, people who bled in battle with him, he throws them off their land. So there are no white hats. They're all gray hats. Let's just hope that he's going to do some of the things right. But if the interests of Israel and the United States rub up against each other, it's going to be Israel. 85% of them are owned, and they have Israel minders, as Thomas Massley rightly pointed out, who, by the way, defeated all of his opponents put up by the Zionists by 76%. He's one of the few good ones, a guy who's not compromised. These other guys are traitors. If you're taking money from APAC to serve the interests of Israel over America, you are a traitor, period. Republican or Democrat.
About half of them or more are dual citizens already, Jeff. We know that, too. Yeah. So, yeah, I pray him wrong on this. I pray I'm wrong on this, but I do believe Trump's going to lead us into a bigger war in the Middle East, which will fulfill Scripture. I'm telling you the truth. It's Bible. But I'm maybe by the grace of God, to give us some grace on that. I'm praying he will. But, Jeff, you're right.
Oh, saber-rattling. They're saber-rattling against Iran as we speak. And there's no – the term Christian Zionist is an oxymoron. You can't be both. They don't go together. Zionism is an evil, satanic thing. Judaism itself is a false religion. Look at their Talmud. It says that Jesus Christ was a bastard and Mary was a whore. And these guys go and rub up against them and praise them. They're sick in the head. I consider Christians, the so-called Christian Zionists, to be heretics, just like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons. To me, I don't hold any difference. I'm sorry if it rubs up against people's buddies, but that's how it comes down, man. That's how I wouldn't set foot in one of their dirty Zionist churches.
Right. You're right. You know, I was deceived by the nation we call Israel now for a long time. Forgot my head screwed on right.
Of course.
Jeff, I got to jump. A good call. Getting... Thanks for calling from Canada.
Okay.
And let us know when y'all going to join the union. So we'll announce it. Good call. You know, I'm laughing, Coach, but it's not funny. I mean, I got a copy of a map here from 1979, and I found one even older than that. That showed the North American Union planned by the new what we call now the New World Order back then, but it wasn't called that back then. But it had Canada and Greenland as part of the United States. Well, that's exactly what Trump said he wants to do. Now I'm not picking them. Maybe it's all coincidence, but I don't think so. I think it's planned from being there to bring this to fruition. I do believe that. So I don't know all this. I'm sharing what I read, what I know to be true, and comparing what's happening today. Maybe I'm totally off track here. Maybe I'm totally wrong with that. And if I am, then that's wonderful. But if I'm not, we need to pay attention. But whatever, Coach, whatever we do, we can't let a guard down. Now's the time to go on the offense and keep your guard up and move on through. I mean, I used to play the football and know that you got to make a hole. And that's what you got to do. You got to make room for somebody to get through there. And if you don't do that, you can't win the game. You can't win the game play defense, can you?
No, Butch. And here's really kind of my thought on where President Trump is with Zionism and all that. Well, you know, he's got a Jewish son-in-law. He's got grandchildren who are Jewish. I'm gonna throw a bone his way, and I'm just gonna say that I think maybe he's an ignorant Christian. You know a few of those, don't you, Butch? You know some Christians.
I was one myself at time as far as being a Zionist. I don't know that he's even a Christian. I'm not going to say no. I like to talk to him personally and find out. But be that
as it may. You understand my point, right, Butch?
Oh, I understand my point. I mean, I was just the same way. I was the same way. I really was. I was sold on that all the way. I got to reading the Bible, and then I got in trouble. I got kicked out of places for reading the Bible. But that's where we are. But, Coach, we're living in a time now that are perilous times, that's no doubt. But they're exciting times also. I mean, we're seeing crosses in the field every day. Go ahead.
Here's what I tell everybody, Butch. This is true. Here's a truism I'm going to give everyone that they want. I hope they can understand this. Everything in your life that you learned from someone else, including your theology. Now, Butch, that is the truth, brother. And I think there's a lot of theology out there. You know, there's something like 44,000 different Christian denominations, I think I found in a Google search I did the other day. So we have a lot of people, Jesus said, have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof from such men turn away. But, Butch, our problem is we don't know who those people are. And so you take a guy like Donald Trump, and let's say he was a borderline Christian, whatever that would mean, and when he starts running for president, he's got to buddy up to these evangelifish, right? He needs this Christian vote. So who does he go to? Paula White? Paula White? Are we talking about a guy who, even if he's just borderline Christian, he's getting his information from Paula White? So
I agree.
We are all prisoners of who we've been instructed by. So I tend to give him a little bit more grace. I could be deceived. He could know more than what I understand him to know. But I think, brother, I think he's been taught a lot. This guy wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a Christian until he started running for office. He was probably a Mason. Who knows, right? So now here he is trying to play the Christian game, whatever that would be, and Butch, where is he learning his theology? What are they teaching him? So I give him a little bit more of a flack because I'm a guy, I'm, like you said, Butch, I had some pretty lousy theology there for a while until I found some real truth. So from that standpoint, I think he probably, I
do know that one time you thought I was crazy, so I know that, and you were right on that. But that
it's the truth, isn't it? Isn't it the truth? Yeah, people say, what religion are you? What religion are you? And they give you a denomination. I said, no, you're Christian. No, I'm Baptist. I'm Lutheran. I'm Methodist. I'm Presbyterian. I'm Church of God. I'm Church of God in Christ. I'm Church of God in Christ. Right, Butch? So people, when you ask them what religion they are, right?
In 2 Peter chapter 2, it says in the last days there'll be heresies. Look up the word heresy. It means denominations. There were no denominations in Christ's time. So there you go, folks. It's all Bible. We're down about the last minute and a half, Coach. Go ahead. I'll tell you to wrap it up.
Well, let's say Donald Trump is a borderline Christian. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. And if, Butch, I learned my theology from somebody else, and you learned your theology from somebody else, and then you made corrections along the way as you got more and more of a mature, whose theology does Donald Trump have? I think this is so critical for us to understand. If he could be a Christian and have lousy theology, Butch. But the world is full of Christians with lousy theology. And I think we have to be careful that we don't see a conspiracy behind every tree. Some of it is just deception and misinformation. Oh, there's that word they love to use. And right now, I know this. We all prayed that God would deliver us from Joe Biden and those wicked Democrats, and he did. And we got Donald Trump. So we prayed for it. We got it. Maybe we need to pray more for him than as much as we pray against him.
Well, we need to pray, definitely. And I just prayed, Father, that will be done, because America's in deep, deep trouble. Coach, about our time. But thank you for being there for me again. You've been a close friend for a lot of years, and I appreciate you very much. Sir. You got a pretty wife. I want you to know that.
Oh, yes, sir. Yep, I sure do. Say hi to your sweetie, too, huh, Butch?
All right, I'll do it. Folks, we love you, and I guess we'll see you tomorrow night. Talk to you soon. I don't hear music play, but I thought it was out of time. How much time left, Todd? Oh, we got a minute left. Oh, go on. I'm sorry. Let Coach, you're still there. My clock's off.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, trying, folks.
Yeah,
all right, we got a minute left, Coach. I thought my clock's off. But anyway, I'm off. So what the heck? So what difference does it make? But, Coach,
well,
again, I'm
an optimist. I'm an optimist, Butch. I believe the greatest revival the world has ever seen is right in front of us, brother. And we have to keep paddling our boat towards that great, great revival that the Lord's going to send our way. That's what it says, right? In the last days, going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, sons and daughters prophesy, young men dream dreams, and old men see visions. I think we are on the verge of, something big here in the great, good old U.S. of A. So honored to be with you,
well,
Butch.
Time will tell,
brother. Time will tell.
It always does. I mean, the fruit of a man will come out sooner or later, no matter who he is, and the fruit of a nation will, too. So, Coach, again, you are a fighter, and I respect you highly. I want you to know that. I don't respect a lot of men, but I respect you. I want you to know that.
Amen. Love you, buddy. Thanks, bud.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Folks, love my grace. God, see you tomorrow night with Deborah Tavares. Don't want to miss that one. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.